Hello again, you're with the News at One. This will be a short election campaign and the deadline for postal vote registration is almost upon us. Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Coimisiún Toghchán, the Electoral Commission, is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Nice to be with you again.
Not at all. Who's eligible for a postal vote and how do they go about getting one?
Okay, as you mentioned, the timelines are very, very short here because of the nature of the short election campaign. People are probably aware that diplomats and Gardaí and members of the Defence Forces are entitled to vote. But those people with a disability who are unable to attend a polling station on the day of the vote are entitled to a postal vote. Also, students who are away from home studying somewhere else in the state. And also those who, because of their work, they won't be around to be able to attend a polling station. So people like airline pilots, long distance lorry drivers, they're all entitled to a postal vote. They'll get the application form on checktheregister.ie, but the closing date is Sunday. So they really need to do it today. There is some certification involved. You may need your doctor to, if you're applying under disability grounds, you might, it'll need to be certified by your doctor or your university or your employer. We've been out and about for the last month encouraging people to apply for the postal votes, but the moment is now upon us where in a couple of days' time, we close for postal voting. And then on Tuesday, it's the deadline for ordinary registration. So it's a very, very busy few days for people working in local authorities who are registering all these new people.
All right. So that deadline is hurtling towards us as well. How do people go about making sure that they're on the electoral register?
Yeah, their first port of call, and I would urge everybody to check theregister.ie. It'll take 20 seconds to discover whether you're on the register as well. So it's a very quick check just to be sure. Even if you have voted this year already in the referendums and the local and European Parliament elections, please just check that you're on the register. For those who are new voters, it takes 2 minutes and 57 seconds to register yourself for a vote. So there's a really helpful video on our website. It's a 2 minutes and 57 second video on our website to show people exactly what they have to do. You need your PPS number, your air code and your date of birth. Just fill in your details and in advance of Tuesday, but you'll be added to the register. So this afternoon, while you're waiting for the kettle to boil for your afternoon cup of tea, please go and check the register and sign yourself up. We've had a huge response to our campaigns already this year. I mean, this is our third electoral event this year. And 500,000, over 500,000, half a million people have either registered for the first time or updated their details if they changed address as well. It's a very, very simple system to use. And we're just encouraging people as the clock starts to tick down towards a deadline to make sure that they register to vote.
All right. Like you say, busy times ahead. Art O'Leary, thank you very much for talking to us.